just dead.
Did you ever say already dead or done dead?
No.
You wouldn't say either of those?
Mm-mm.
And you'd say in a situation like that, he what, be more careful?
He should.
What's another way of saying should?
He ought to. Ought to.
Okay. And if a child got a whipping, you'd say, I bet he did something he
should not have done.
Or he
shouldn't have done.
Or use another word, he
ought not to have done. Huh? Ought not to have done.
Okay. And you say, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you
what? Afraid.
Would you ever say, I bet you dare not go or dastn't go or
mm-mm. I would. I never use it.
You don't use the word dare at all?
I use dare, but not dastn or anything.
Uh-huh. And if you had done something that was hard work all by yourself and all the time you were working, a friend was just standing around watching you without offering to help, when you get through work and you tell him, you know, instead of just standing there, you might
help.
Huh?
You might help.
Or you've already finished working, but you tell him you might have
helped. Helped?
Say the whole thing.
H-E, you might have helped me.
Okay. And if someone asks you if you'll be able to do some work next week, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I
might be able to.
Would you ever say you might could? Or does that sound funny?
No. That's reasonable.
How
it's possible I could say that.
How would you say that?
I might could do it by next week.
Okay. And you'd say, you throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
And I threw the ball and he
caught it.
And I've been fishing, but I haven't
caught anything.
And you say he was feeling so good that instead of walking, he
ran.
And he has what, a mile?
Run a mile.
And children like to
run.
And the kind of bird that can see in the dark.
Bat? No, not. Well, bat, they said. Bat goes by small. I don't know. Owl.
What different kinds of owls are there?
I don't know.
What's the one that is small that makes a real scary noise?
Hoot owl.
Okay, what else?
That's not the one I know.
Did you ever hear squinch owl or scrooch owl or screech owl?
No, I don't know nothing about the owls, man.
And a kind of bird that drills holes in trees.
Woodpecker. Woodpecker.
Any other names for them?
I don't know.
Any name for the large one?
I don't know.
You ever heard them called peckerwood?
Yeah.
How would you hear that used?
Well, that's a colloquialism. It's been used by some blacks to call whites.
Uh-huh. They call them
peckerwood.
Was it a very insulting term?
I would consider. Some people, you know, what offend some people don't offend others.
Do you think of that as a more old-fashioned term, or do you still hear it these days?
You don't hear it much. It's old-fashioned.
Uh-huh. And a black and white animal that's got a real strong smell.
Skunk.
And what kinds of animals would come and kill chickens?
Fox.
What else?
Wolves. Wolves.
Any general name for that type of animal that's a nuisance?
I don't know.
Do you ever call them varmints?
Well, I've used the word varmint, but I haven't